Dean Richards now with entertainment news. Anything new on Kimmel? Are we hearing anything about guests or what he's going to say?
Anything? What? Kimmel? What? Something going on with Kimmel?
I guess.
No, not a single word about what might be happening when he returns to the air tonight. You probably have already heard the news because it's all over the place that he and ABC came to some kind of agreement. I presume that he will talk about it during his monologue tonight. We'll see. After being suspended last week, Disney said that they had thoughtful conversations. The company agreed to bring his show back. I guess the news this morning is what the other late night hosts said last night following the news that Kimmel would be back on. Let's go to Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert.
Winnie the Pooh or Monday Night Football.
Colbert referring to the fact that his show has been canceled by CBS. They announced that last July and that he'll be doing his last show in May of next year. So, we'll see what happens tonight. We'll have highlights tomorrow morning, and personally, I'm going to be watching Channel 9 at 10:30 tonight.
Dean Richards, Employee of the Week. It's just been announced.
My TV only gets Channel 9.
Disney and Kimmel must have at least agreed on something that Jimmy will say tonight, don't you think?
Yes. I think that they don't want to walk away from this with egg on their face. He doesn't want to walk away from this kowtowing to the apologies that have been demanded. So I think what I think is going to happen, he's just going to explain, what his original comments were about. Maybe he'll make some comments about the First Amendment. I don't know. I don't know how political he's going to get. My guess is that he will just explain what he meant with his original comments. Mm-hmm. If he's like the other host, he's going to be super self-deprecating about the whole thing and maybe blame everything on Guillermo on the show.
Yeah, I'd like to be a fly on the wall of that room.
Yeah, right?
A lot of people talking about this Dawson's Creek reunion. What's going on with that?
Yeah, this was, it was supposed to be I guess it was a really celebratory reunion of one of the more popular shows of the 1990s that was seen here on WGN on the good old WB back in the day. Last night at the Richard Rogers Theater in New York City, they had a full cast reunion of the show. Katie Holmes was there, Joshua Jackson, John Wesley Shipp, and who was supposed to be there was James Vanderbeek, who was a major star on the show. He was all scheduled to be there. He has recently been diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer, and at the last minute, he backed out of making an appearance with a deep regret. He sent a video message. He looks kind of frail on on the video message, but said, I've been looking forward to this night for months and months. I can't believe I'm not there. I can't believe I don't get to see my castmates and my beautiful cast in person. I just wanted to stand on that stage and thank every single person in the theater for being here tonight. He was very, very eloquent and very, very humble about the whole thing, and then introduced the person who he asked to step in for him. And this is where the Richard Rogers Theater is significant in this. The Richard Rogers Theater is where Hamilton the musical plays. They're dark on, they don't play on Mondays, so the theater was open. That's why they did the reunion there. So filling in for James Vanderbeek was Lin-Manuel Miranda, who he introduced. So it was a very nice reunion, but it definitely touched your heart to see that video and to see him battling this very serious form of cancer that he's going through right now.
Yeah. Dean, let's get to your conversation with an Oscar winner.
Yeah, we got to spend some time with the Irish actor Cillian Murphy. He's the guy that won the Academy Award 2 years ago, I guess now, for his role in Oppenheimer. He is starring in a new movie, an independent, called Steve, in which he plays a teacher at a mid-90s reform school. And it's very, very much like Blackboard Jungle. It's very much like the movie Lean on Me. I mean, we've had a lot of school dramas where a conscientious teacher comes in to a completely unruly school and tries to bring some light and some hope to the students and also maintain his own mental health. He's quite good in this movie. Tracy Ullman co-stars with him. But when I talked with him on a Zoom chat, I learned that his family had a history of teachers and why he felt that the profession itself is so respected.
They're one of the most important and undervalued roles we have, jobs in society, is the job of a teacher, you know. And we know, like I said, we know what a good one can do and you know what a not so good one can do. Like, our film takes place in the 1990s, which is clearly very different time to where we live now, you know. But also these problems that these kids have seem to be perennial, and they just continue to exist.
What was your own school experience like? You said that both of your parents were in education. Does that put the pressure on you to be a fantastic student? Did you rebel? How did that work for you?
I mean, I think I was I certainly knew I was not going to be a teacher. I knew that pretty early on. Yeah, I was a bit of a messer, nothing malicious. You know, I think I was just a bit of a clown, you know. But you know, it's a bit, you know, it's a performance as well. You see, when these, the really great teachers, they get up there and it's a performance. And if you can capture the imagination of, like I said, 35 kids, and you can keep that held for 50 minutes, it's quite a performance.
Yeah, he does a really good job in this movie. Just a couple of days before this, I was flipping around and came across the old classic film Blackboard Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
It was just amazing to me how similar a film from 70 years ago is to a film, a contemporary film, set in the 1990s, but you know, unruly students are unruly students. Not that I would know that from personal experience.
Juvenile delinquents, yeah. Back in the Blackboard Jungle.
I might fall
days.
Into that clown category that he was talking about.
And an entertainment story that kind of got lost in the news last week, although it was all over social media, the passing of Sonny Curtis. You may not know the name, but you've heard his work.
Yeah, you definitely know his songs, and maybe this one, his most famous song that he wrote and also performed. Yeah, I know everybody is singing along.
Yeah, throw your hat up in the air now,
exactly.
Dean.
Exactly.
He made a lot of money off of this.
Probably more than, you know, the classic hits that he wrote,
yep,
which are formidable. Like I Fought the Law and the Law Won. The Everly Brothers song, Walk Right Back, Leo Sayer's song, More Than I Can Say. He wrote lots of hits for other people. Sonny Curtis wrote and performed the Mary Tyler Moore theme song. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and was 88 years old.
Yeah, he was a cricket for a while. Has some great Buddy Holly stories.
Yeah, when Buddy Holly passed away, he kind of took over being leader of the group. Right.
All right, Dean, stand by for more Jimmy Kimmel news, and let us know if you hear anything.
Yeah, we'll break in with the
late. Yeah, if necessary, we'll break into our report from the Wiener Circle, which is coming up after the 8:30 news.
That's as big as the Kimmel story, as far as I'm concerned.